Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then, but Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bob-a-pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt line drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $2.50 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Fantasy football season is back, baby. Matthew Berry here, and my podcast, Fantasy Football Happy Hour, has the sleepers, busts, and starts and advice you need to win your league. So listen and follow Fantasy Football Happy Hour wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring. Boring.
Okay, one thing the game needs is more people like you.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
This is Daniel Bard.
It's Steve Aoki.
Jared Saltalamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball
isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Ratner.
Huge week at Baseball Isn't Boring. Enormous week, maybe the biggest week of all time. Not only because it's going to be a great week of talking the great game of baseball, not only because we're heading into September, the final month of the regular season, but best, yes, because we have Baseball Isn't Boring night at Fenway Park. Let me soak that in. Baseball Isn't Boring night at a Major League ballpark, Fenway Park. Joe, CEO Joe, throwing out the first pitch. Big event after, big get-together after Cisco Brewers at Fenway Park. It's going to be a good time. It's going to be a good day. And the best part about it is just, it's just a reminder of the sense of community that this Baseball Isn't Boring brand has brought people together with. And it's going to be the opportunity for that community to actually see people face to face, celebrate what we've been yelling from the mountaintops, screaming from the streets, and putting on the t-shirts. Yeah, Baseball Isn't Boring. So again, I appreciate everybody who follows, who listens, who supports, all of it. I appreciate everybody. I'm going to be saying that a lot because a lot of people are flying in. A lot of people are coming to the game. A lot of people are coming to Cisco Brewers. A lot of people are just engaging in being part of this whole deal. So thank you. Well, speaking of part of this whole deal, part of the whole deal today is the podcast. I like this podcast today. The podcast, the theme is what it's like. Everyone obsesses over home field advantage in the playoffs and trying to get home field advantage. The reason I thought of it was because obviously Sunday's game, that gave the Yankees a tiebreaker over the Red Sox in case they do tie. And now they're four games up on the Red Sox, really five with the tiebreaker. So what does it mean? Does it mean a whole lot when you have this wild card round where you play all the games in one place, best of three? Then you think it would mean something. But here's the thing. Our good friend who comes up with awesome stats, Jane Goodrich, does an awesome Substack, Dear John Henry. She came up with this nugget. Road team has won, since the three-game series setting has been put in place 2022 for the wild card. The road team has won 9 of the 16 series. That's 56.25%. And during the regular season, MLB regular season, only 53% with the home team just edging out the road team in those games. And also of note, the road team, when they won game one, has gone on to win the series of wild card series 9 of 10 times. Of course, last year being the only time when the Yankees came back and beat the Red Sox. So there you go. So who did we talk to about this? We talked to two pitchers, Cam Schlittler, Peyton Tolley, Cam Schlittler, two young pitchers who are living the life for the first time, being the first time over the last year or so, of standing on a major league mound with a crowd just suffocating you, just on top of you. Like you talk about home field advantage. Well, big part of that is making the opposing pitcher feel uncomfortable. So what is that like? Well, I asked these two guys. I asked Tolley. I asked Cam Schlittler. So first you're going to get Tolley, then you're going to get Cam Schlittler. I appreciate them both jumping on the podcast, both having this conversation. I think it's a good one. Remember, @BB isn't boring to follow everything that's going on this week, to follow everything that's going on in the great game of baseball. All right, first up, Peyton Tolley, then Cam Schlittler.
There's no human being I'd rather be talking to than Peyton Tolley.
Does it lose its meaning if you say it to everybody?
No.
Okay.
Right now. There's no human being I'd rather be talking to than Greg Weissert. Oh, I mean Peyton Tolley. No, it doesn't. No, here's a reason why. Because I mean it. I mean, like, when I sit down with you, like, I mean it.
But in the moment.
No. Well, so, I mean, we're in the moment.
That's true. There you go.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just trying to keep it real.
Yeah.
It also fires me up, too. The reason I wanted to, well, listen, I don't want to talk to you anytime, but, and by the way, Adam Ottavino said maybe.
I thought he was here. I thought he was here yesterday.
Yeah. He was a photographer.
Yeah.
Photographer pass. Yeah. So. But he said your podcast was elite.
Well, good. I'm glad. It was a great podcast.
I mean, it was one of my favorites.
It
was one of my favorites. Right below. And he did have baseball and coffee gear to give you, too.
No, okay. Good.
Yeah, it's good gear.
Good gear.
We're friends. We're like collab.
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right. What I wanted to ask you is about pitching on a major league mound in an intense environment. Because obviously home field advantage has come up a lot and how impactful it is. You did it. You don't have a lot of experience, like obviously in the intense of the intense, but you do have some.
I have an out.
What?
I have an out.
You have a what?
I have an out. An out. That's all I needed.
Here at Yankee Stadium. No, I know. Yeah. No, I mean, yes. I mean, it's one more than I have.
So, yeah.
That's why I'm asking you about it.
Yeah, fair. Okay.
Because here's the thing, Peyton. It's like I say there are certain crowds that are knocked their will on the game, it feels
sure.
like. And there's some crowds, I'm not going to name them, Arizona, Texas, which like just want to get the decibel meter up.
Yeah.
You know, they wouldn't get the decibel meter. But then I go to Philadelphia and
right.
I go to Fenway and here to a certain extent. And they're like every single thing. They want to enact your will.
Right.
So I don't know from a player if they are actually enacting their will. You know, I don't know. So that's why I'm leaning on you.
So one thing that I think I tried to, the quote that I think about, and I might butcher it, but is let the environment, don't be a product
of the
environment.
No, we won't bring that one yet.
But don't be a product of the environment. Let the environment be a product of you.
Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then, but Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bobapedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt line drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $250 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think that might be.
That's really good.
Well, I can't take, I'm not taking credit for it.
No, you never take credit for the quotes.
No.
You're just
I will make sure that they know it's not me. But, yeah. Like, I think that that's a very real thing, especially as a pitcher. I think you saw it last night. Very slow, dictated the game, like you kind of see in ways of how a, like, maybe at Fenway, like, I like to be high paced. Like, we're getting this. Like, I like to have my pace of play is, I would say, a quicker one. I like to get the ball swipe. Here we go.
Yeah.
So I think you're just, it's an interesting idea of as the pitcher, you kind of dictate how everything goes.
But easier said than done.
For sure. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I think that there are places where you feel it more where, I've said through Fenway is like, it's the stadium is into every pitch. They understand every pitch. And like, I think, like you mentioned, like I haven't been to Philadelphia here. The other parks, like they're into every pitch. They understand magnitudes of parts of the game or like just important parts, versus like you're saying, get a decibel meter loud. So
yeah,
it's like trying to control that at home or away is a very interesting dynamic.
But it's interesting, like, the way that you're explaining it is because last year you actually, we were talking about your first game the other day was Isaiah Kiner-Falefa.
Yeah.
It was like his last game with Pittsburgh. This has nothing to do with what we're talking about.
Yeah.
But he's like, oh, like, he's talking about being DFA'd
from
Pittsburgh. And they had told him that he was being DFA'd like that morning.
Yeah.
I think maybe he faced you and like you struck him out like a million times. But anyway.
He has a home run off me too.
Well, anyway, my point is that you were dropped in the major leagues last year around this time.
Yeah.
Last year.
1 year ago today.
Really?
Yeah, August 29th.
Oh, this reflect.
Yeah, I know,
I mean, that's crazy. Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
I feel like I should give you something.
Well, no, it's not quite a birthday.
Yeah, what?
But
what is the year? Andrew, what is the year anniversary present for a major leaguer?
The year anniversary?
Yes, it's year anniversary today.
Congratulations. A little pat on the butt.
A little, okay.
A good thumbs up.
A good thumbs up. But... okay, so that's perfect. So you were dropped in and you pitch in major league parks. You first pitch at Fenway and everyone's excited, but that's home.
Right.
You pitch in Arizona, fine. Where do you pitch after that?
The Sacramento.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then, but so anyway, like by the time you're dropped in for to get that out at Yankee Stadium, that was an experience that you had never, like you can say, don't let, you know, the environment be a product. Yeah. You can say that.
Yeah.
But until you do it, because I would imagine.
For sure.
No disrespect to TCU or.
Right. I mean, in order to like be able to thrive in high pressure environments, you need to be in high pressure environments. But I think that goes to this goes to like bullpen experience and like stuff like that, like when to get your reps. But like you go to came in the middle of an inning, guys on no outs in Tampa,
mm-hmm.
and then got the, not that it was a high leverage situation at all, but like Garrett Crochet, 8 inning shutout. And then I came in after him in Toronto, which is like, it's not a high leverage situation, but there's a lot of fans in
it's
seats.
It's something that you've never done before.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
So like, I think that there's, in order to have like experiences like that, like to thrive in those experiences, you need to have those. So, I think like it's good pitching in these games right now and being able to feel how the crowd, how loud they are. Like I couldn't hear that pitch gong whenever I was here last year.
You couldn't hear it.
Oh no. It got up to bases. There's bases loaded with the full
count.
Also,
by the way, now I remember you saying that you were gliding in from the bullpen.
Yeah.
But you got here, you got to the mound and you couldn't hear.
Yeah. I mean, it was just like, especially there's full count. It's like, I had a feeling what the pitch was, but like, I just heard fastball. I'm like, well, I only have one fastball, so hopefully it's the 4-1.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think we might be straying away from the original.
We're actually not. We're not.
It's just, you learn environments. You learn how to, how do you pitch in that environment where it's indoors and there's, you know, it's not a packed house, like, it's echoes or whatever. Then you have to create your own adrenaline. So it's just, it's experiences and learning.
After that, you get that. Now you've made how many starts this year? A lot, whatever.
Something.
Yeah, yeah. A bunch. Has there been a moment, like you have Fenway, Fenway's Fenway. Like you're like, you throw the Cougar in the car.
Right.
At Fenway Park. You're like jacked up in a good way, right?
I'm going to use that one.
Wow, that's mine. That's TM. I use that all the time. Ricky Bobby.
Yeah.
But what is something you remember maybe on the road where you felt that way this year? Because it's not going to simulate the playoffs, but every little bit helps.
I mean, I think LA, like you're getting a big time team in a big time environment. Like I think that's a big one. Atlanta.
Okay, Atlanta. Yeah, good crowd.
It was early in the year, but it was Atlanta on a Friday night. So I mean, that's a good crowd.
I don't remember. And there's the crowd, and then when the other team rallies at all, then you're like, okay,
So I think that's one. I think like Toronto gets a lot of fans there. So
yeah.
Like you're pitching in front of a lot of people, especially. Like I pitched the same day Scherzer did, so like it can help with bringing in. But that is a big part of it too. Who's the other pitcher? Who's the other? But I mean, yeah, it's just putting yourself in situations.
It's all of it is good. That's what I'm talking about.
Yes.
And to go back and all leads to what I'm talking about now about the importance of home field.
Yeah.
Advantage. I mean, like you of living this life.
Yeah.
And so one of the things I was asking Schlittler about was, okay, when you do get out there, is there a clear mechanism? Is there like that clear mechanism moment where like it's sort of, I know that the crowd is living and dying on every pitch and wants to get on me.
Yeah.
But I'm in the zone.
Yeah. I mean, I think for me, like I just get to like, all right, me, the hitter, the catcher. Like,
you are able to do that, only, though.
I think I can do. I think whenever I start feeling the crowd more is whenever I get like whenever I put my mind to the crowd is whenever you just take your focus away from what the task at hand.
Yeah.
So like, just trying to focus on me, catcher, hitter, and like, that's it. And then I'm competing right now. So it's just a. I mean, it's...
But it's, again, I'll come back to it. Easier said than done sometimes.
Very easier said than done, absolutely. But I think you're also, like... There's a little bit of that, like, rise to the occasion that happens sometimes, like, for some guys.
Yeah. But I feel like you're more prepared. I mean, I'm more prepared, like, now than I was 5 minutes ago. Mm-hmm. But you're more prepared now, like, when, if, say, the Yankees or whoever gets home field, but you guys don't get home field.
Yeah.
Whatever it is. Like, you're prepared, like, what you're not going to, when you come out of the bullpen, you're not going to be feeling like you're floating. You're going to be able to know what it's going to sound like
for sure.
The pitch calm. You know, you're going to be able to clear the mechanism, all that. That'd be fair to say.
Absolutely. I feel like I've been through the moments now to where I can bring myself back. This is the longest 2 minute drill ever.
Sorry. You got to go?
No, I don't have to go. I think about my call up game this year. It was a pretty big game, right? But like, and I had a big moment in it, but like immediately after I had the moment, I was like, we have to rein it in. All right, we had our moment, we got loud with everybody, bring it back. And so it's always the have the moment, how do you bring it back, or how do you just stay down? Like, and it's, I think, like, for me, it's like, okay,
see
the bench.
Yeah.
Pants. We're here. We're present. Just being present in the moment. I'm saying a ton of buzzwords right now.
No, you're...
But, like, it's...
You're basically...
It's
you've real. Come up with, like, 5 t-shirts in this conversation.
Yeah, I don't mean to do that, but it's, like, that stuff's real, and I think that's, like... It's just how do you... Whenever you're talking about being in a big game, in a big environment, high stakes, it's just bringing yourself back. How do you make this real right now?
I'm going to end the conversation now because I feel like you got to go.
The starting pitcher just walked by us.
Oh, they did?
Sit here and
talk. Oh, no. I appreciate it, and I want to congratulate you sincerely on the year anniversary. Thanks.
There's no human being on the planet I'd rather be talking to more than Cam Schlittler right now. Thank you. So I'm interested in, well, first of all, when you were growing up, what was the game that you went to that you felt like the crowd was the most intense? So talking to you know Vassell, so he's gone, he went to the Ortiz game, he went to the Joe Kelly fight game, like all
those
that.
Are good ones. I don't think I have any memories of are some pretty big highlights.
I know, but where are you like, oh man, this is, it doesn't even have to be baseball, you know?
No, yeah, I mean, I think in terms of Red Sox, like I remember I got out of school once and went to like one of the marathon games.
Okay.
Kind of recently after it happened, so that was a special day. You know, just kind of just brings the city together.
It wasn't like the Ortiz, like, this is our fucking city now.
No, it wasn't that one. I wish it were, but it wasn't. But just again, like, probably a year or two after that, just being able to be at one of those, and yeah, it's a special moment, you know, just... City's very prideful of sports, and you know they're diehard fans, and you know they appreciate that, and just kind of the sentimental value with that game and that day, and just with everything that happened. You know, it was a tough few days. You know, when you know the bombings happened. So that's probably the most special one I've been to. Just kind of again, everyone coming together there and you know supporting each other. And I don't remember if they won or lost, but.
Well, that makes it even better, yeah, almost, right?
Yeah. Either way, like it was definitely an exciting moment.
So, I'm anxious to know like what it's like to be on a field, on a major league field, with where you feel the crowd. Like, so I've always said this: like there are certain stadiums where the crowd is enacting their will, or it feels that way. Like Phillies, I feel that way when I go there. I've been to Fenway, where certainly it's been that way here. As a player, does that factor in at all, or am I overstating it?
No, I mean, again, you go to certain places, it's really hard to play baseball. Fenway's one of them. New York's one of them. Philly's one of them. Haven't been to L.A. I'm sure it's the same way, but for me personally, I don't really notice the crowd. Mm. Again, like, you can feel the intensity before the game. Philly was It was great. It was good to go there for the All-Star, you know, week and then experience that before we played them. So you feel a little bit more comfortable about it, and you kind of, you know, after you get booed for not even playing, like, you realize, like, all right, like, these are, you know, how their fans are. But honestly, I was surprised with how calm it was the night I was pitching.
Oh, really?
I really didn't deal with anything in the bullpen. Yeah, I got booed when I got taken out, but that was in, like, the eighth inning in, like, a 1-0 game. So, like, that makes sense. But overall, it was a really good experience. So, you know, you go to these places and I don't know. I kind of block it out. I don't really hear anything
during
the
game.
Yeah, I don't hear anything during the game. You know, the fans have never bothered me. You know, I'm playing in New York every other week, and there's 50,000 people. And so it's kind of just been, you know, a natural feeling for me where, you know, the fans are probably at the highest intensity level in terms of, you know, how they react and how they handle situations. So for me, it's especially on the road, it's something, you know, I've been very clear-headed, and I think that's why I probably found so much success, you know, on the road.
So you had mentioned, like, the Phillies bullpen, it's like a shoebox, you know, and Fenway is, like, obviously you have the people going right up against it too. Those are the two that jump to mind for you, but are you able to sort of even clear out that?
You know, I think your intensity ramps up a little bit when you have people, like, kind of over the railings, like, watching, you know, like, when fans are there. I think it kind of makes you lock in a little bit more. So it doesn't bother me. I don't think it bothers anyone, really. But even if they talk or not, you know, like, if they're yapping at you. I think the White Sox was probably the worst one I've had.
Really?
Yeah, which was not, like, surprising, but not surprising. Mm. So... but I like that stuff. So for me, it's just like, all right, like, I'm locked in. Like, I had a really good bullpen session. Fans don't bother me. I can go out there and try to dominate. And that's usually what I've been able to do, you know, on the road. So.
Have you ever, like, even give a glare back or shot? Like, because we're all human beings, right? I mean, it's hard not to.
Yeah, I don't know. In Chicago, they were bringing up, like, the Red Sox. I was like, this don't make sense.
Really?
Yeah, like some, yeah. Stupid. I don't know. I don't know what that was supposed to do, but it was like, you know, like, I mean, you just hear these, like, Yankees fans arguing with these other fans. It's just funny. So luckily, wherever we go, like, there's a lot, you know, of Yankees fans. Like, there's always support on the road. Like, sometimes we, you know, have sellout crowds on the road that are records for other teams.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we're in town. So, yeah, there's always that comfortability just knowing that there's a lot of our fans.
Well, I do, like,
support you.
The 21 wild card game, I don't even know where you were then. The Yankees,
college.
Red Sox. College, right?
College,
yeah,
Northeastern.
So you didn't go to that game. Did you, the Yankees, Red Sox, the one game, one and done?
No.
Okay. Yeah. But that was, like, for me, that was like the, because you had the Yankees fans, because the Red Sox, like, that was, like, you talk about traveling. Like, when the two mix, it was insane.
It's toxic. Again, like, you come here and there's a lot of Red Sox. Like, I know a lot of people from Boston that moved to New York.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of Boston fans here. When you go to Boston, there's a lot of Yankees fans.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised. I'm not surprised, but, like, in Boston, at least in my time in the offseason, like, there's been a lot of Yankees fans there, and you can notice that. So it's a good even split, you know. From here to there, that, you know, both sides, there's a lot of their fans supporting them, you know, wherever they are.
And just the last thing, you know, a big part of this is just, you know, home field advantage. And, you know, even Chad Tracy said, hey, listen, I'm not going to lie. It's, you have three games or two or three games. It is what it is. You guys got to a chance to experience last year. Having gone through it, like, what percentage is that? Like, how important is that? And I know it's not the be-all, end-all.
Yeah.
But
it is important. I think teams come into New York and they play better because, I don't know, they're in the Bronx, they're playing the Yankees. Like, they, for some reason, people come here and they play better baseball. So that's why you got to win the division, you know.
Like, yeah.
You got to get, you know, those extra days of rest. You got to let it line up your one against their four. Home field advantage, like, it's important. So, you know, if we get to the situation where we are in the wild card, then definitely better be here than there. You know, I'd rather play here than there. I always feel comfortable on the road, you know, but you want to be in front of your own fans and you want to, you know, have success in front of them. So I think it is important, you know, to an extent.
Yeah.
You always want to have home field advantage.
Yeah. All right, man. Thank you.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.